It's no use. The door's not moving. Not even when we both shove it. I know we're up in the hills, but that snowstorm still came out of nowhere. And it dropped so much snow that we're pretty much sealed in this log cabin until someone comes to check up on us. And even if we could get out, I'm pretty sure your truck isn't starting even if we dig it out. But it's not that bad, you know? People know we're here, even if there's no phone reception up here. When we don't turn up for the big party, someone's gonna come looking. And this isn't the worst place to be trapped. We've got food, and even if the generator's out of gas, we've still got candles and a big pile of logs for the fire. We can just relax, because I am totally exhausted. Seriously, this week has been unbelievable. Well, you out of all people would know. I mean, you've been there for most of it, right? It's kind of hard to believe. Just 1 week ago, I was a rising star in the property business, knocking them dead in my high-powered job in the big city. I didn't have any time for silly things like Christmas or festive cheer or goodwill to all men, and it got a bit lonely, just me and my swanky apartment when everyone else is with their family. Well, so what? But since my company sent me back here to persuade your elderly parents to sell their Christmas tree farm to make way for a ski resort, my life's been turned upside down. I mean, what are the odds I'd be dealing with you again? It was really great to see you again, you know? We were such good friends growing up. I just wish it had been in better circumstances. It felt so awful trying to take your family's livelihood away. At first I thought I could just go in there, do it, and leave. I told myself that it wasn't anything personal, just business. But hearing how you lost your wife and seeing how you've been raising your 9-year-old daughter by yourself, I just couldn't go through with it. Oh, and your daughter, she's so wonderful, so cute, so bubbly, such a wonderful personality. Though she did seem to be acting a little funny. What do I mean? Well, it was like she kept finding reasons to not be around whenever we were together, like tonight, when she was really insistent that she'd be fine with her aunt and uncle, and we should definitely go to the cabin together, just the two of us. I'm probably just imagining things. Anyway, it felt like we'd barely sorted the question of your family's business out when the lovely old lady who organized the town's big Christmas show fell ill and I had to cover. Yeah, technically I didn't have to, but with only a week to go, you needed someone who was good with planning things and organizing a team, right? So, how could I say no? Barely got it done in the nick of time, but it was so marvelous seeing the whole town come together like that. And then I met my father again. I'd been hoping to avoid him ever since we had that big fight just before I left for the city, but you helped me see that under that gruff exterior. He was really proud of everything I'd done in my career. He just couldn't quite say it. And we bonded over how much we missed my mom. And we went to her grave together. And I promised I'd come back to visit him more often. Oh, sorry, it's just, it must be getting a bit dry in here. I could have sworn my eyes were watering. And then there was everything else. Bringing a surprise party for the grumpy old town doctor, solving the mystery who stole all the presents for the orphanage, going through your daughter's list of 100 different Christmas traditions her mother always did. Then there was that funny old man with a huge beard. Remember him? He insisted one of his pet reindeer had gone missing, and we pointed him to the one we saw wandering around near the lake, said he needed it for his sleigh or something. That was just weird. Who drives a sleigh around at this time of year? Never mind. Oh, and then you brought me here. I always loved visiting this isolated little guest cabin when I was a girl, and I was so sad to see it had been neglected, but you... Wow, I can't believe this. You fixed this place up just as a surprise for me. Oh, you make me blush. Yeah. It is a good way to pay me back for helping the town out. But I'd have done it for free, you know? Yeah, I guess I did catch a bit of the Christmas spirit. The only thing that didn't work out all right is us getting snowed in like this after we arrived on Christmas Eve of all days. Now we're gonna miss the town festival and you won't be with your little girl. Oh. No, but you're sure she won't mind spending it with her uncle and aunt this year? You don't mind being here? Being stuck with me? Okay, good to hear. And I've got to admit, if we have to be trapped somewhere, this isn't so bad. Mm-hmm. It's really getting cozy in here, and the candlelight is kind of sweet. And it feels good to just enjoy some quiet, right? Just the two of us, no distractions, nobody else needing help to save their Christmas. And our clothes are drying out nicely. Too bad we didn't bring a change up, but I think we improvised pretty well. This bathrobe is really snug on me, and your mother's Christmas sweater looks great on you. No. Seriously, you look very manly in it. I promise. This reindeer looks good on you. So, I guess we're done now that everyone's got what they wanted for Christmas. I can just unwind. Huh? What do you mean we missed out two things? Jeez, who do we miss now? Well, look, it doesn't matter. We can't do anything about it here, can we? We can? What do you... Oh, that's what you meant. And that's what your daughter was dropping all those hints about. No, I'm not complaining. It's just you've got your daughter and I've got my career. There's so much we need to sort out if we... You know what? Forget about that. Come here. We were racing around trying to fix everyone else's problems, and I felt kind of embarrassed that I came here to try and get your folks to sell the family business. I never thought that you might... that I never wanted to get close to you. I mean, man, I had such a crush on you when we were growing up here together, but I don't know, the time never seemed right, and then I woke up one day and we'd already both moved on with our lives. I thought it'd take a miracle, but this is the right time of year for miracles, right? Wait, listen. God, the snow's still blowing out there. I don't want anyone saving us tonight. What does it look like I'm doing? I'm trying to get your clothes off. Oh, there go your pants, and now the... No, I mean it. The Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer sweater looks great on you. It's just, I think it'd look even better in that heap in the corner. Oh, would you stop wriggling? Ooh, well, you were right. It really is a size too small. Oh, there. Wow. I know lifting pine trees around is heavy work, but looks like it gives you a really good workout, too. If I'd have known you had a figure like that under those plaid shirts and winter coats, I might have tried to get along with you before now. Yeah, I'll get my bathrobe off. Oh. concentrate when you kiss my neck like that. Oh, there it goes. Thank you. I never realized how much I needed a Christmas present like this. Everyone back in the big city, everyone in the small town, they can wait. All I want for Christmas is you. Oh, you're so sweet. On the couch? Yeah, just let me get my panties off. I swear, if I'd known this was gonna happen, I'd have worn something better. Oh! You want me to open my legs? Oh, you're kneeling down in front of me? Oh! That's good. Oh, yes, that's good. Just lick it. Rub your fingers. Yeah, just like that. Oh, that's so good. No. You make me embarrassed. Looking up at me and meeting my eyes as you eat me out. Oh, it's so cute. So hot. Oh, yes, keep doing it like that. Right there. Oh, yes. Oh, I'm getting close. I didn't realize how much I needed this. Oh, getting close. Yes, I'm gonna come. Keep going. Oh, yes, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, yes. Oh. That was amazing. I didn't realize how much I needed to be touched till you started. Hey, you remember how when we were kids I was always really greedy at Christmas? Couldn't wait to tear the wrapping paper off and get the presents out? It's like that now, but your cock is the present I won. So you just get back on the rug, because I want to lay you down in front of the fire. Yeah, just like that. Don't worry, I'm on birth control. And get your boxers off. Oh, yes, oh, like that. And just climb on board. Yes. That felt so good. Oh, I can't believe I was getting ready to have Christmas alone. I'm so glad I came back. So glad I came home. I'm so glad I'm here with you. Hey, I know what I just said, but let's not rush. I waited so long for this and I didn't even realize it. I want to make it last. Oh, yeah. Nice and steady. Just listen to the fire and the wind outside. It's just for us. We can just forget the rest of our lives out there and just focus entirely on each other for tonight. You're such a good man. You'll always fight for what you believe in. You don't spare any effort making people happy. You're so damn sweet, and you don't get enough credit for it. Me too. Yeah, I guess. I didn't think I was a good person until I came back here, but now I'm starting to believe it. You believed in me when I didn't. You're so lovely, and I love you so much. Oh, wait, that just slipped out. I didn't mean to. You too? Oh, come here. You started going harder and faster when I said that. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh. Oh, my God. Oh, baby, I'm gonna... Again. You too? Yeah, don't hold back. Come for me. I want to feel you. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, keep moving like that. Yeah, grab my boob. Get my boob. Just squeeze. Oh, yes. Oh, I'm getting close. Oh, give me your mouth. Oh. So warm. Hey, move over. Hold me from behind. Let's go to sleep like this in front of the fire. And tomorrow is No. It's past midnight, happy Christmas, baby.